Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Commissioner of the Public Debt, Mr. Van Zek. Also joining us in our conversation is Kyle Foley. Van, we talked a great deal about collaboration with our guests. How will partnerships between the Bureau and other agencies or the private sector evolve in the coming years?
We have quite a number of partnerships currently, and I think that they're going to stay with us and will probably continue to evolve and grow. Our most critical partner, and we talked about this briefly, is with the Federal Reserve System. And they're an extraordinary partner. They're critical to the business we do. It's a relationship that is valuable to Treasury, to public debt, to taxpayers as well. So we'll continue that partnership because it's just so effective for all concerned. We work very closely with our sister bureau in the fiscal service, the Financial Management Service. And this is beyond just the normal transaction reporting and exchange of data that you have to do, that you're required to do. We actually work with each other with regard to sharing other information. We do web hosting for them. They assist us with some IT backup services and so forth. So I think the partnerships that can exist between federal agencies is an area that I think many are beginning to explore, but I would expect that that would evolve over the years and that there's more and more opportunities for sharing and synergies between federal agencies. Our other partners that I would mention are we have thousands of financial institutions throughout the country that assist us in the savings bond program. You can buy savings bonds at 30,000 places in the country. You can redeem bonds at about the same number of places. So we have a partnership there with the private sector that's worked very well with us. That will continue for many years to come.
We talked about the 1,900 employees at the Bureau. What's the Bureau doing to attract and retain these highly qualified employees?
One of the things that I'm sure everybody has discovered is that the key, and it certainly is true for us, is meaningful and challenging work. Our mission is such that we can actually provide that work. Our customer service linkages are very satisfying for our employees. Not only that, in our franchise business where we're offering services to other agencies, this is a growing business. It's an exciting business. It's a competitive business. So we have a mixture of traditional government, private sector-like competitive business that we're in, and this is really helpful and useful and significant in attracting folks. One of the things that I would also point out, and I don't mean to suggest this as an automatic solution or some sort of a panacea to some problem, but we enjoy a very good geographic location in Parkersburg, West Virginia. I don't want to overstate geographic location, but I think it's significant. I think that choosing where you're doing work can make a big difference in terms of the workforce you can attract, in terms of the costs of providing the service, in terms of the stability of the workforce. We have, I suspect, one of the lowest turnover rates in the federal government. We offer challenging work, federal employment, you know, in a smaller town atmosphere. This certainly isn't for everyone, but for people that are looking for the quality of life in a smaller town atmosphere, good schools and so forth that can be available, this is just a perfect place, an ideal place, and a place where people come to work and they actually want to stay to work for many years. The final thing I would mention with regard to attracting folks is that we work very closely with the local schools and educational institutions in the area. In fact, when you're in a small area like that, you can have a larger impact. Our CIO, for example, Cindy Springer, she's on board of directors with the West Virginia University Parkersburg campus and the staff there, and we work together. They want to know what our needs are. They want to know what they should be training people for. They want to know if people that are coming out of their accounting programs, their IT programs, for example, are the kind of people we need in our jobs. And when you're working hand in glove with the private sector or the educational institutions like that, it really makes a difference.
There's an ongoing discussion about the pending retirement wave that the government is facing. How might this impact the Bureau of Public Debt?
I would love to be able to tell you that we're immune. I don't think that's the case, unfortunately. I will, however, and suggest that because of the factors I just described, I think we will probably ride this wave, not more easily, but maybe more safely and with less anxiety than some other agencies might. Not that it'll be easy and not that we won't be affected by it, but I think we've positioned ourselves fairly well to be able to handle this without any significant disruptions to our service and certainly nothing that should affect our accounting controls or the reliability of our accounting information. The other thing that we've done, and all agencies are trying to do this certainly, and we're no different, is we try to deal with management succession. And I think we've positioned ourselves reasonably well. We have great staff in public debt and just a talented management cadre. Nobody's ever as deep as they'd like to be in all positions, but I think generally across the board, the talent we have is outstanding, and especially in the management ranks, we're paying a lot of attention to succession planning. So I don't think it'll be uneventful, but I don't think it'll be traumatic either.
Van, we also talk about the impact of technology on future operations. How do you envision the Bureau operating in 5 to 10 years?
I'm not exactly sure how to extend the line, but I can certainly tell you where the line has started from and where it is today. We were one of the first federal agencies, non-defense federal agencies in the federal government, to actually have a mainframe computer. We began using technology, serious technology, mainframe computer technology, in 1957, and that was just extraordinary at the time. We had a major data issue to deal with. We had millions of savings bonds that had been issued following World War II. We had paper records that were maintained. If there ever was a need for some automation in the business environment, that would have been it. So our love affair and dependence, willing dependence on technology, began as far back as 1957. We have just continued in a very much evolutionary way to take advantage of technologies whenever they become available, whenever they're appropriate for us, to introduce those technologies into our programs as we've moved throughout the years. And I don't know what the future will hold. We're embracing the internet. We have a great web presence. Our Treasury Direct system is internet-based and providing a lot of services to customers that we couldn't have even thought of a few years ago. I think we're going to continue on that path. My crystal ball doesn't allow me to tell you exactly what the technology might be, but I think that we're positioned based on our inclination to use technology and our history of using technology and the fact that our customers, especially the individual customers that we serve, as well as the large institutional investors, they demand it. So I'm not sure where technology will actually take us, but I know that we're going to be hanging along and enjoying the ride.
Van, in the first segment, you described 35 wonderful years at the Bureau and in public service. What advice would you give to a person who's interested in a career in public service?
I would say be careful, very careful, because you might like it. There is always the possibility that you might drop in for a couple of years and you turn around and all of a sudden you've made a career of it. All kidding aside, though, I think it's extraordinarily rewarding. I think the responsibilities that somebody coming into the workforce, either for the first time or even coming in after they've been in the private sector for a while, I think government work and the kind of opportunities that are available in public service are just they're varied and they're extraordinarily responsible and they're very satisfying. And I think you can get involved in many, many things and maybe feel good about what you're doing. I know, for example, that our staff in public debt generally is just committed to what they do. I know our customer service folks, for example, it's not just a 9-to-5, 8-to-4 job kind of thing. It's something they care about. They know about investors. They know that we have a fiduciary responsibility. In some cases, we have people's life savings that they've invested in Treasury securities. And when you approach your job that way, I think that the employees providing the service can view it satisfying. The managers and executives in the organization follow along. It's just a tremendous place to work, and it provides a lot of opportunities and a lot of challenges. And the fact that you might spend many years in the federal government or even more than you thought you would isn't necessarily a bad thing, because I think you can have many jobs and still be part of the same federal community. So I would say give it a try.
That's fantastic. Unfortunately, Van, we've reached the end of our time now. I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule, but more importantly, Kyle and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country and the various roles that you've held at the Department of Treasury and now at the Bureau of Public Debt.
Thank you very much. Al, Kyle, it's been a pleasure to be with you. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this organization, Public Debt, that I love. It's strange to think about an organization capturing you, but that's what's happened to me. The mission of the organization is important. It's focused. The employees are excellent. The attention to detail is amazing. And it would get too crowded, but if all the taxpayers could arrive and we could show them around, I think they'd be very proud and they'd feel good about what we're doing on their behalf. I just really appreciate the opportunity to be with you today. If anyone's interested in more information about our products or our systems or anything like that, especially Treasury Direct, or if you have an attic full of savings paper savings bonds you'd like to convert to electronic form, you can check us out on www.treasurydirect.gov. And from there, you can find out everything we do.
Great. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Commissioner of the Public Debt, Mr. Van Zek. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and podcast today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.